Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel here at Chiefs Training Camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. Once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we talk about the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game on Thursday against the Bengals.
Well, BJ, Andy told me kind of earlier today it's time to play another team. But also, these are really exercises in logistics. You don't game plan for Cincinnati. Cincinnati usually doesn't. They won't game plan for the Chiefs. You worry about your own team, what you want to see and what you want to run. But basically, I mean, there'll be some injured guys. But let's say 80 guys are going to be on that field for the Chiefs and maybe 80 or so for Cincinnati. Third-team kickoff coverage, second-team hands team. So you got to know what you're doing if you're a player. With the day off Tuesday, players will still be mentally engaged. And this is where your internal leadership of a team kind of takes over. You know, guys like Eric Berry or Derek Johnson or Alex Smith go, hey, stay tuned in what your job is supposed to be. Then on Wednesday, they'll go through things like that. But if you're not organized and prepared as a staff or as a player, preseason games can get kind of crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of first team, second team, you know, one of the guys that we've seen on the offensive side of the ball that I know I'm personally excited to see what he can do once the game gets here on Thursday is offensive guard Ricky Henry. We saw him earlier in camp spend time on the third team and the second team, but recently, last few days, even today, he got out there first team offensive line. He was out there at right guard. What are you excited to see about him?
Well, he shot up the charts. Now, the Omaha Burke fans that watch us on KCChiefs.com, I do radio every day in Omaha, they're all fired up about him. He's a Burke Bulldog and a Nebraska Cornhusker, but he's a scrapper. I mean, he uses leverage very well. He's been around the league, you know, away by New Orleans, but he has shot up the charts because coming into camp, he looked just like a camp guy. We didn't really know tons about him, and now he's been repping with the first team. So how can he do against Cincinnati? I was also talking to Andy today, but when you think of the Cincinnati Bengals, you think about a physical defensive front seven. I mean, that's kind of the way they do business. And so Ricky's going to have to handle the physical nature of that Cincinnati front.
And also on the offensive side of the ball, I know one guy you're excited to see what he can do. Didn't play last year, but made the transition from basketball over to football. And Coach Reed said earlier in training camp that he looks more like a football player this year, and talking tight end Demetrius Harris.
It's been very apparent of that he's just more comfortable and kind of settled in with playing football again. Let's keep in mind, we can all sit here and talk about the great tight ends who played college basketball. You can go Tony Gonzalez at Cal or Antonio Gates at Kent State or Jimmy Graham at Miami of Florida. But those guys played basketball at football schools. Demetrius did not. Wisconsin-Milwaukee does not have football. He reminds me of Marcus Pollard. I don't know if people remember him. He played at basketball at Bradley but never played college football. Bradley doesn't have college football. But he had a good career with the Indianapolis Colts. But Marcus was really good. He was very physical at the line of scrimmage. He could play when they closed a formation, and he could do all the things tight ends need to do to catch the football in this offense. So I want to see how Demetrius reacts. Again, Cincinnati's physical. So how will he be in a street fight? Can he handle that? And will he regress or progress?
And not only Harris specifically, but talking about the whole tight end group and how we've seen Coach Reed and this offense move those tight ends around and the different formation things they can do. It's exciting to see what the Chiefs can do with a talent like Harris. And we have Anthony Fasano, the veteran, we know what we've got, and then Travis Kelce also. It's going to be exciting, something that I know we're looking forward to watching here in the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game against the Bengals. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
65 toss power trap.